That's it. I'm praying, man, that we never have another hurricane like Betsy, but one did come along. Camille, it hit over on the coast. If it would have hit here, I think it would have knocked the city off the map. That's the one that hit the Gulf Coast with that 200 and some odd mile wind. That was really a devastating storm there. You know that bridge that goes across the lake? It actually moved that bridge off the pilot. It turned that bridge like this. That's the way it was. You couldn't get over there. You had to go around about way to get over the lake. Because we had to go over and bring water and different stuff over there at that time.
You ever get those big fun clouds coming in here?
Well, they have, maybe not. And you see them out on the lake, you know. They, they look like a tornado, but every now and then you can see them, you know, like a water spout coming up on a lake. But we've been pretty fortunate as far as tornadoes. But hurricanes and all, no, we've been getting them pretty often down there. Now, we hadn't had any since 65, the one after Camille, well, we only got a little wind from that, but we didn't get into that.
Yeah. Some of the other places local, what do you call this up here? That's called what? Lee
Cycle.
Okay, it's just kind of a...
That's a monument. You see, he was running the troops, you know, with the war between the states, you know. If you notice, he's facing to the north. That's where he's.
Yeah.
That's why everybody, you know, they kind of say, well, where do they got the monument for him? I said, well, I don't know. I read up on someone asked me. I said, but at that time they had brothers fighting against brothers. I mean, it's what they believed in.
And during the what?
That's a civil war. You know, when the North and the South was fighting. Actually, it was a war that. Shouldn't have even happened. But what you gonna do, man? People at that time were ignorant and they wanted to do this and wanted to do that. A lot of your wars are really fought over damn ignorance. I mean, like your Korean War and your Vietnam War, I mean, they ain't had no business in those wars in the first place. What did they accomplish? I mean, that's the truth. You know, China and Japan, they've been fighting each other all their lives, and nobody ever interfered with them. They settled their differences. It's just like two kids when they're out there, small children. You don't interfere with children because they got ways amongst themselves of settling their own differences. You ever notice that? I'm talking about small children. They always settle their own difference. I mean, but if you go out there and egg them on and this and all that kind of static, I mean, that's what this country here and Russia, they ought to let these countries run their own business. That's the truth. Man, they always want to be butting in here and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what, I think it's mostly with this trying to be, do good and make all the money and they ain't making money. All they doing is stirring up a lot of static. But you know, if you can move back on history, man, China and Japan really, they've been at each other's throat since the beginning of time. And nothing ever came of it. They never did now these people here with this Cold War, they'll be talking about war for the next 1,000 years, Russia and the United States. They ain't gonna fight each other.